And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the new school board president, L. Edwards, is faced with the task of employing a new school teacher to replace Professor Sloan. And so now, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library running through some applications received from school teachers. Listen.
Dogie, they sure send a lot of stuff in these applications.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures and blanks and handwriting, I don't know what. Oh, look at that.
Well, they're sort of required to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the teacher's placement bureau there in the county seat has them do all of that. And it's a good idea, too. Makes it a lot easier to pick out the teacher you want.
Yeah, look at the picture of this one here. Now, there's a husky one for you. Look at the size of them shoulders on her.
Let me see.
Look at there.
Yeah. She could play on the football team.
Oh, yes, she could.
Well, it don't hurt none for a teacher to be stout. Fact is, it's a good idea. Handle some of them big boys in class.
Yeah, but just seems a shame to waste a woman like that on school teaching. Just think what a good field hand she'd make, Lum. She'd be better than Elizabeth, even. If you don't hire her for a teaching job, Lum, I know a couple of farms where I could get her a job in Walt Bates' logging camp. One, he's looking for loggers.
I know, but I don't think she even belongs to the Teamsters Union.
Well, she might not. I don't know.
I don't know where she'll be the one we'll hire yet or not. I ain't had a chance to look over her records.
Well, let's see here. Says she's about, had 11 years. That's one of the things you want in a teacher, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right. Experience and brains.
Says she's, taught, phys ed. Ha! That's cuter, ain't it?
What's so cute about that?
Well, that must have been an awful little school she was teaching there. She just had one scholar.
Just one scholar?
It says here, little Ed, or Fizzy Ed, or whatever his name is. That's a funny name for a youngin', Fizzy, ain't it?
Well, Abner, that stands for physical.
Well, that's even funnier, physical.
Well, that ain't actual name.
Oh, just a nickname, huh?
Oh, for goodness sake, no.
That little Ed must be a husky kid. That's the reason they call him physical, I reckon. Them other youngins more likely just cut it down to Fizzy. Little Fizzy Ed. You know, that sort of cute name after you get used to it, you know.
I'm glad to hear that.
Of course, it must have got awful monotony for that teacher, though, just teaching that one scholar day in and day out. But on the other hand, I reckon she done a good job. As long as she's bragging about it here in this application.
Abner, in the first place, she ain't bragging about it.
Well, she must be, Lum. I noticed none of the other teachers wrote down the names of any of their scholars. None of the others wrote down, teach little Oliver, or teach little Jasper, or teach little Claude. Or...
I know that, but Fizz Ed ain't the name of no boy.
It ain't. You mean there's a little girl with a name like that? Well, bless her heart, that poor little young
man. Abner, will you listen to me for just half a second?
Of course, now that Ed might be short for Edwina.
No, it's education.
I know it's educating, Mom, but I'm just trying to study up what her full name might be.
Well, that's it, education.
You mean that's a girl's full name, education?
No, you got me all mixed up now.
I say he's mixed up. Somebody is. Ain't no doubt about that.
What I mean, Abner, is that Fizz Ed ain't nobody's name, girl or boy.
Oh, it's bound to be.
It stands for physical education. That's the subject they teach in some schools.
It is?
Yeah, they learn them a batch of exercises and build up their muscles and make them healthy and all that junk.
Well?
I believe, though, I'd rather get a teacher that concentrates more on spelling and reading and writing and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I believe it'd be better to get one that's had more than one scholar too long. Have you had any other applications that looked that good?
Just fair, nothing outstanding.
Huh?
Not exactly what I had in mind, leastways.
Yeah, well, there's still some more to go through there.
Yeah, here's an awful thin one right here.
Thin teacher?
No, thin envelope.
Oh.
Can't be much of an application.
Well, maybe from a little skinny teacher. Her picture wouldn't take up much room, I don't reckon.
Well, it looks just a letter from the teacher's placement bureau.
Are they trying to get the job for themselves?
No, of course not.
What do they want?
Give me time to read it.
Oh, go ahead. I just wonder what they...
Mr. L. Edwards, president of the school board, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear sir.
Taking him a long time to get down to that dear sir. I'll write a letter. I start right out with that. Dear Fred, that's the way I start.
Dear Fred?
Yeah. Well, that is, if I'm writing to somebody named Fred. Of course, I wouldn't say Dear Fred if I was writing to Elizabeth's brother, Vernon.
Of course not. Say Dear Vernon.
Say Dear Wilbur, that's what I'd say.
Dear Wilbur, when you're writing to Vernon?
Yeah. I just do that for Josh, you know? Make him think he's got the wrong letter. I've been writing him for 30-odd years, and he don't know it yet. Send him a letter, and he sends it back. Says I must have made a mistake, and I keep it about a month and send it back to him. And that letter's getting pretty old and yellow now.
Same letter, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to write a new one someday, I think, and say, Dear Luther.
Be good and newsy for him if he ever stops and reads it.
Well, he don't want to read other folks' mail. He always puts a little note in it saying that he never read it.
Mm-hmm.
It saves
me. How can I read this when you just keep drawing that?
Oh, go on. Excuse me.
Dear sir, due to wartime travel conditions, it is almost impossible for the applicants for the teaching position at your school to go to Pine Ridge for personal interviews.
I call him Vesper.
Therefore, we wonder if you would be kind enough to come to the placement bureau and interview all the applicants in our office. If this is satisfactory with you, we will arrange to have the applicants here on Monday of next week, at which time you may interview them. Thanking you for your cooperation, we remain yours truly, Teachers Placement Bureau, by Ida M. Kimball.
Well, that's a nice, friendly letter.
Yeah, Ida, that's a nice letter. Mm-hmm. I hate to go trace and clean to the county seat to interview them teachers, though.
Well, it's your duty as president of the school board, ain't it?
I reckon so, but I ain't got time to do nothing like that. Never had to do that no other year.
Well, they said right there in the letter, Mom, that it's on account of how hard it is to travel this year. Most of them teachers couldn't make it out here long.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to me that if them teachers wanted bad enough, they could get down here.
Well,
they can walk. Walking they all took up.
Well, on the school turn to be over again, they got done walking clean from here to county seat. They just figure it's more patriotic to say them making the trip, all them teachers out there.
Well, I still don't like the idea, I'll tell you that. Sort of detracts from the dignity of my office. I have to go up there, it seems to me. When you're applying for a job as a clerk in a bank, the president of the bank don't come over to your house and ask you personal to take the job, does he?
Well, I don't know with the shortage of labor the way it is. I reckon that's about the only way they can hire a clerk nowadays.
Yeah, but I mean in normal times.
Well, are you going to the county seat or ain't you, Mom?
I don't know where I will or not. I might just hire a teacher right direct from these applications here. Not bother with a personal interview at all.
Can you do that?
Sure I can. Ain't no law again. So you might as well run through the rest of these envelopes here.
Yeah. Oh, watch out there, Mom. Look out. Photograph fell out that night.
Oh, hand it back to me.
Yeah, just a second. I want to look and see what this in here looks like. Well, for the land's sake, Lump, looky here. Here's old Maud Toops.
Right Maud Toops?
That's her.
For pity's sake. Is she still trying to get a job? She must be 90-year-old.
Oh, at least there. I know it was about 20 years ago when she teached here and she weren't no spring chicken then.
Well, I know good and well I ain't going to clean to the county seat just to interview Maud Toops.
I bound you this ain't no picture of her neither. She looked older than this 20 years ago. Look at that.
Yeah, let me see that.
Curls down.
Oh, I recollect that picture. That's the one she used when we hired her the other time.
After that apple roll the young'uns had for her, you wouldn't think she'd dare come back here. Well, wait a minute, Lon. Ain't she going to look at that other application?
No, I'm bypassing her right now.
Uh-huh.
See who this one's from.
Oh, Maud, she always carried an umbrella. Even when the sun is shining, she carried
Yeah.
What'd you say, Lon?
Nothing. This application looks a little more interesting. I believe this teacher looks a little more like she's got brains.
Yeah, let's see her picture.
Oh, she just looks like a teacher's doll. You wouldn't be able to tell nothing from her photograph.
Well, let me see it.
Well, she don't look like much. Here, you take one of these other envelopes and open it up.
Yeah, let me see one of these things. I'll look it over for a pick out a teacher.
Yes, sir. This application record don't look bad at all.
If I don't find another picture of that Maud Toops, I hate
this. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Well, for the land's sake, look here, Long. Now, here's a right good looker, if you want my opinion. Look at that.
Let's see that.
Just take a look at her. Pretty as a speckled pup under a new wagon. Look at that.
Granny, this is going to make it hard to decide now.
Yeah, this is more like I don't have brains like that and you was talking about.
Oh, yes, she does. I can tell by looking at her. I can spot brains every time. That's one thing I've always said about myself. I'm a good judge of brainy people.
Well, how can you tell? I look at this picture here. Well, I'd say she looked a little empty-headed myself.
Yeah, that's just because you ain't never been a member of the school board and ain't never had to judge applicants.
Yeah, must be my trouble. I still don't see how you can tell anything just by looking at a little old photograph, though.
Well, you can't exactly. You have to actually see them. Where you learn the most about them is from regular personal interviews.
It's a shame, man, that you're going to miss out on them interviews that way.
Miss out? I ain't going to miss out on no interviews.
Well, you said a while ago.
I've got to be there for them interviews. I'd be shirking my duty if I never
You
would.
Said you didn't have
also,
time.
Also, when Mom Edwards takes over a job, he does it right. There ain't no one thing he wouldn't do to see that the young'uns of Pine Ridge get the best education they can possibly get.